This is KCUR. After announcing this season's schedule of peanut allergy-friendly events, the Kansas City Royals saw several sell out, and the team soon added another to keep up with demand. The announcement came after a campaign from some local fans, and it followed a national trend of baseball teams working to be more accommodating to fans with allergies. Despite what some call an allergy epidemic, the medical community is still trying to understand what's happening with kids and peanuts, while many fans scoff at the idea of separating the national pastime from its signature snack. KCUR's Alex Smith reports.
Meet Weston Miller.
I'm Weston, and I am 10 years old.
He's the catcher for his little league team.
My favorite sport is baseball.
Weston is a fourth grader at Knob Noster Elementary School. His favorite subject?
Lunch.
But lunch and a lot of other activities can be complicated for Weston.
I am allergic to peanuts and tree nuts, and that's very severe, and I could die from that.
In early spring of this year, Weston's mother, Jana, decided she wanted to take her son's favorite sport beyond the Little League field. She started a Facebook group to encourage the Royals to create allergy-friendly events. That meant setting aside a private seating area that would be free of peanuts and other foods containing them. She said she'd even sing in the seventh inning stretch.
We'll still sing the song, but it doesn't mean that we're going to be eating peanuts.
Miller's local campaign is part of a national grassroots movement comprised mostly of parents like her and blogger Jennifer B. Jennifer B. is a Boston mother with a son who's also allergic to peanuts. With her website, peanutfreebaseball.com, she spreads information and rallies supporters to contact local teams. When she started in 2008, some teams already offered the events, but most didn't. She says that a lot of the teams she initially contacted were sympathetic, but stopped short of making accommodations for the same reason.
Liability.
She says team after team expressed fears over the possibility of accidental allergic reactions leading to lawsuits.
They say, you know, we can't assure them that there's not going to be some stray peanut shell that's going to come near them.
However, since she started her work, many major league teams, including the Yankees, Mets, and White Sox, as well as many minor league teams, have made allergy accommodations, getting around the liability issues by requiring a waiver. Jennifer B.'s home team, the Red Sox, has already had allergy-friendly events for several years, but she admits she hasn't actually been to one.
To be honest with you, my son has turned out not to be that big a baseball fan as the rest of the family.
A lot of her work involves answering questions from both parents and baseball teams about severe peanut allergies. And there are plenty of them, including the big one. Why are increasing numbers of people allergic to peanuts?
Yeah, that's a million-dollar question.
Dr. Chitra Dinakar is a pediatric allergist at Children's Mercy Hospital in Kansas City. No one knows what causes the allergies, but some theories include the age that children are exposed to peanuts or exposure to soy products. One of the most popular theories is the hygiene hypothesis.
When the environment is too clean, as in Western countries, then the immune system starts barking at shadows and considers things that are not scary to be scary.
Supporters of this theory point to the Amish, who raise their children among hay, dirt, and animals. They also drink raw milk and have some of the lowest rates of allergies in the Western world. Dr. Dinakar explains that the immune systems of allergic people react to peanuts as hostile, and when exposed to them, their bodies flood the system with histamine.
It makes you itch and sneeze and throw up. You sometimes have diarrhea. It can go on to more severe reactions like wheezing and meaning bronchoconstriction. You can't breathe. You start coughing, and then your blood pressure drops and you pass out, and God forbid, it can result in death.
Even among allergists, the estimates of how many kids are affected range widely. Some advocates claim as many as 1 in 12 children are allergic to peanuts, with 40% of those allergies being severe. Allergy experts do agree that the prevalence of peanut allergies is increasing, but it still makes up a relatively small percentage of the population. And Jennifer B. says she's heard from many in the peanut gallery wondering why baseball fans should make special accommodations for such a small group. Fox News commentator Frazier Seitel drew considerable wrath with this 2012 commentary.
It's heretical. I mean, you know, buy me some tofu and bean curd pie.
Dr. Dinakar says she's seen many patients and parents overreact to an allergy diagnosis, and she understands the skepticism many harbor about peanut allergies. But she believes making accommodations, especially for children, is important to help ease the paralyzing fear that often accompanies peanut allergies.
You're supposed to be able to eat food, right? That's what you're supposed to do as a human being. And to think that food, a normal food that everybody else eats and enjoys, is a threat to your life, I think that's the part that is sort of a quagmire.
At the Royals' first allergy-friendly event of the season, five families turned out to watch the Royals play the Astros from inside a sanitized and air-conditioned suite. A registered nurse from the University of Kansas Hospital stood by with Benadryl and EpiPens, which are used to counteract severe reactions. Many of the younger fans' attention faded after a few innings, but not 15-year-old Antonio Franco, who was awed by his first time at a baseball stadium.
I just never really expected him to be like this. I didn't know that a club or a team would actually do this, which I found really nice.
The Royals' next peanut allergy-friendly event is Tuesday, July 29th. Alex Smith, KCUR News.